Today we are in a series. I hope that will help you. How many ever experienced stress in your life? Look at your neighbor and say, it has to be you because it ain't me. Just go ahead and tell them. For realsies. I mean, it's like, when you get that stress level that goes like through the roof and you're wondering, well, God, something isn't right. Why am I overtaxed? Why am I overstressed? Why does it seem like nothing seems to be working for me? Why is it so hard? Why do I just get irritable all the time? You know what I mean? You go through drive-through, you're like, give me another straw. Give me another straw. And they're like, I done gave you 10 of them, you know, and you're just irritated. Sometimes, has anybody ever woken up and you've just been mad at your spouse and you don't know why? Spouses, raise your hand if that ever happened to you. I'm not asking the one who did it. I'm asking the one who received it. Amen. We all go through stress, but I need to break down stress. And I need you to write this down. I will be still and stress-free. I will be still and stress-free. There's something about being still. When you stop having to try to say something, you stop trying to explain or trying to understand foolishness. You ever seen something go wrong? You like, but I don't understand. This don't make no. And you just start talking some foreign language. Because it doesn't make sense. You tried to make sense of it, but I treated them this way. I this is supposed to happen. This is supposed to go. It's because sin doesn't make sense. Quit trying to make something that never will make sense make sense. People treat you bad for no reason. People get mad at you for no reason. It's because sin doesn't make sense. But how many know we got a God in the house? Woo! We have a G-O-D up in the H-O-U-S-E. Hello, somebody. I hope I spelled that right. Let me tell you why. How many remember last week we had an incredible service last weekend? Woo! Didn't even get a chance to preach. God just spoke words into people. He literally said, and y'all mark my words on this. I said, the Lord spoke and said, listen to those who are going to the drug dealer's house. Don't go back. Don't go back. Because God's about to bust their house wide open. Didn't I say that last week? And we had people delivered from drugs last week. But do we have that up online? Is somebody ready with that up online? Where are my people up online? Where are they at? Literally last week. Is it up? It's not up yet. Last week, how many remember that on Monday and Tuesday, the biggest bust in Lake County of drug dealers happened on Monday and Tuesday? It was the seventh bust of its kind in the history of Lake County. Over 44 arrests, not of the people who go to the drugs, but the ones who deal in the drugs. God busted them wide open. That's why I say you better listen to God, because God know what he's talking about. And remember, there was a lady came up to the altar and I said, ma'am, God's going to give you a brand new book. And you're going to have to write that book. And before I got home, I got a text that said, what you didn't know was that I had already named a book called Three Crosses. And she said, my daughter, my accident, and my son. Would you stand up and validate that God spoke to you, that you were going to write that book? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. How many know, even with the stresses of life, God still is involved with all of us. Hello, somebody. So, let me ask you a question. Has anybody ever felt like you were pulled in so many directions you didn't know what to do?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you just felt like life was just pulling you, and you're so overwhelmed that it's almost daunting before you. Let me explain what stress is. Stress is the emotion or mental pressure or tension that is due to adverse or demanding circumstances. It's fear, it's anxiety, it's depression, it's anxiousness. Back in the day, we used to say pressure bust pipes. We used to do that when we play cards. We used to say, hey, come on, better throw the card down. Pressure bust pipes. Come on now, do something. And we knew that pressure has the ability to bust pipes. But there is a rule of thumb I need you to understand. Listen, if you're feeling overwhelmed because something is holding on to you, or you are holding on to something, you've got to understand this. You will feel tension. When you are holding on to something, or something is holding on to you that you're supposed to let go, you will feel stress and tension. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. When you're holding on to something, or something is holding on to you, you will feel stress or tension. But I need to lay down something. Whenever you feel that stress, it's usually an indicator you're carrying something you're not supposed to carry. Can I give you a scriptural proof? Let me take you to the Bible. Go to Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. And I still want my stuff on screen. Charlie. Grumble, grumble, grumble. You put it up there? Let me know when it's up there. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. And I want to show you this. Would you read it for me, please? What's up there now? Okay, good. Read. Stop. Can I find out who's in the room like that? Weary, carrying some heavy burdens. All right, so first instructions. Jesus said, stop going everywhere else. Stop talking on the phone. It ain't going to help. Cell phone, put it down. Okay? Facebook can't help you. We got a whole new family on Facebook. Y'all, I'm going through this, this, and this. And that's the one message they miss. Or you go on there when you're mad at somebody, you tell all your business. Uh-uh. Facebook, no, 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 no. Facebook can't help you right now. He says, come unto me, all who are weary, and do what? Heavy burdens. In other words, I know that some of you are out there under stress, under tension, and carrying heavy burdens. It's not like because you become Christian, you don't have these issues. It's because you're living life, you will have these issues. But you have somebody to turn to.
Oh my God.
That is the difference between having God in your life and not having God in your life, that when you're stressed out and under tension, you can go to God and he can take the pressure and tension away. It's the truth. He says, listen, and I will give you rest. Rest isn't just about sleep. Rest is a peace that surpasses your understanding. Paul put it this way, be anxious in nothing, but in all things, meaning there's nothing too small for God. In all things with prayer. Prayer just means entering into a conversation with God. That's all it means. With prayer and supplication. The word supplication simply means be specific. Listen, most times when we pray, we go, God, help me. He's going, okay, I'll help you. Now what? Yes, I'll help you. God, I need your help. Yes, I know. I'm here. God, you got to move for me. I'm moving. Tell me what you want. See, supplication means to be specific. Because if you're not specific, when he does it, you won't know it's him. You're like, oh, it resolved itself. No, I don't need you anymore, God. No. When you are specific, that means God says, okay, when I do it, you know it was me. With prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, the one who created everything. Tell him, and watch this, here's what he promised you, and the peace of God. Now, please write this down. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is God's peace in the midst of a storm. It means it comes whether you're in the storm or you're out the storm. It will keep, watch this, he says, and my peace, which surpasses all your understanding. In other words, you're like, man, I should be like really nervous right now. I really should be like upset. I should be like getting kind of worried. But every time I try to worry, I hit that wall of peace and I don't understand it. I feel good. I'm not at the bottom of the barrel. I'm not falling through anymore. It's like something's holding me together, and I don't know what it is. It is the peace of God. Somebody say hallelujah. He says, the peace I give you is not as the world gives you. The world says, when I leave you alone, you can have peace. But when God gives you peace, he says, I'll have your enemy sitting in front of your face, cussing you out, and you're going to have a peace like, you can't even say it right. Didn't he say to King David, I prepared a table before him. He prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. In other words, God said, listen, I know they're yelling at you, but here's something to drink. Go ahead and drink. Go ahead and eat. How do you eat in front of your enemies knowing they're coming out to get you? You can't unless the peace of God is on your life. You sitting there like, ooh, yeah, you going to do what to me? Okay. A little salt, please. A little salt. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil and my cup. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Man, God, the anointing oil runs over. Now, you got to see this. If I've got a table and my oil is running off the top of the table, when they come in close, they're going to slip and fall because the oil is all in front of me. Hello, somebody. You better have the peace of God in your life. When stress comes, don't talk about the stress. Talk to the stress breaker. Hello, somebody. Let them bust it wide open. Man, that is the one verse in Philippians that has always worked for Steve Yates. I pray that prayer, and man, there's a calm, and I go, woo, man, it's going to be, because sometimes you won't get the answer. He'll give you the peace of the answer. Because you couldn't handle how he's going to handle it. So he just says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the feeling that comes with the solution so you can last till you see it. Hello, somebody. God, give me that peace. Somebody say, God, give me that peace. I don't need to know all the answers. I don't need to know how you're going to handle it. But if you just give me the peace that comes with the solution, I'll be all right. I can smile in the face of my enemies. I got that. Stress, the enemy seeks to cause you to lose your mind, to become depressed, to say, I don't want to go to church no more. I don't feel like it. Anybody ever heard somebody say that before? Don't look at nobody. Don't look at nobody. It happens for many reasons. Now, I'm going to talk about one of the things that brings stress in our life. Remember I said that he said, if you're carrying too many burdens, it's probably because you're carrying too much. You're carrying something you're not supposed to. That's my yoke. He said, take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you've got a heavy burden, you didn't give enough up. I'm just telling the truth, because as Christians and believers, y'all are not supposed to hold on to stuff like you did back when you were in the world. I got to handle it. I got to handle it. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to handle it. No, God got you covered. Turn it over. The Bible says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. The word cast means to roll your cares upon the Lord. What is, why roll? Because it's too heavy to pick up. You got to roll that thing. God, I can't even pick this thing up. So I'm going to roll it over to you. It's yours. Cast your cares upon your God. Your God will fight for you. Your God will defend you. Your God will validate you. Don't break your character. Don't break your integrity. Don't lose your standard. Stay exactly as he said, and he will validate you. He'll come in the face of everybody talking and shine a light on you and let everybody know, this is the one I love. Trust me on this one. Trust me on this one. Trust me. Listen, but there's times where we have what I call good tension and bad tension. This is where I come into this example. This represents you, okay? All the things that are important to you are in here, and in here is family, okay? Bills. Not important, but you got to have them, right? And, you know, health, right? And if you're like any normal person, you can probably manage taking care of these, right? You know, life, you start to juggle. Oh, juggle. Oh. And isn't that just like life? You think you got it under control, and you start dropping balls. And you can only hold on to your bills and your health, but your family went off to the side. Now, you got to try to pick up your family, bring it back over here, get it back in order. Why? Because you compartmentalize your faith. You said, this is me. I got my family, got my bills, got my faith. But I come to church on Sunday. This is God. He can hold my, he holds the whole world. Come on. In his hand, he holds the whole world. Yeah. In his hand, he right? We know it from kids, but we take this stuff and say, I got the whole world in my hands. I got the whole world. You're just scaring people. And you're going, I got it, God, but I come to church on Sunday, but I got to deal with all this myself during the week. Even though I'm dropping balls, even though things are happening, even things ain't going right, God, what happened? It hit my head. I get it. Oh, I almost forgot about that. Here we go. And we're trying to juggle, but then watch this. There's others, someone else's expectation of you. You got yours, and they got theirs. What is this? Ministry. You're supposed to be doing something for God. Hey, what about your friends and relatives? Can I borrow $2? Turn to your neighbor and say, can I borrow $2? Turn to the other side and say, I'll take quarters. I don't care. They still work, okay? And then you got the J-O-B, right? You got to go to work, right? Because you got B-I-L-L-S. Because you got to feed your family. And you got to make sure you get good health insurance. So I got this. I got the whole world in my hands. I've got the whole world in my hand. I got the shit out of my life. I got the whole world, and I end up with nothing but friends and relatives. And bills. Don't be trying to hit my pulpit. That's because, hey, throw me whatever I'm on with. Who am I supposed to be? Who's that? I almost lost my job. You can't throw that at me. My hands are full. You can't. Listen, I got a job. Don't throw me ministry now. I got to work. God got to wait. My hands are full. So because my hands are full, church got to wait. I got the whole world in my, I missed one, ain't I? I got the whole, and God said, listen, you can't handle this. You're playing a juggling game and you dropping balls. Some of y'all dropping your family. You're dropping your job. You done figured ministry and church and helping other people. I ain't got time for that. You got kids that are waiting for mommy and daddy to sit down. Talk to me. This is the only time you got. But we're so busy with our jobs and our other family and relatives and things people put on us that we can't handle it. And we get what? Pulled in all these different directions and we're getting stressed out. And God said, cast your cares upon me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is you. You were never supposed to carry that. He was. When we get all bent out of shape, it's because we're trying to hold on to stuff we're not supposed to be holding on to. He said, cast your cares upon God, for he cares for you. So maybe you're struggling with ministry. Maybe health. Maybe you ain't got no friends. Sorry, brother. I love you. Maybe you need to work on relationships. Maybe you need a job. Somebody need help with bills? I'm glad somebody caught that. Y'all look like nobody was gonna move. I'm like, how many know we gotta cast it upon the Lord? Where you going? Oh, good. See, that's stress. Things walk upon you. You know what I'm saying? Anybody had some, you know, I walked in this morning. I was getting dressed for church, and my wife was coming out of the room. I walked in the room and said, hey. She went, oh! Really? Really? Did it take all that? But sometimes, even the ones you love will scare you. Hello? She should have cast me on the Lord. That's what she should have done. Okay, watch this. But there's a reason why God sometimes put tension in your life. I want you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. When you have it, say amen. Verse 10 says this in the New Living Translation. In his, what? His what? Now we're talking about the Lord here. In his kindness, God has called, say your name. I think y'all got it confused. Say it again. Called you to share in his eternal glory. Right now. He's literally wanting to take your burden off of you so you can share in this thing called his eternal glory that is powerful and matchless. He wants you to share in this eternal glory by means of Christ, that in his name you can have it. Watch this. Verse 11. Christ Jesus, so that, watch this, after you have enjoyed, rejoiced, partied, did the whatever that thing was. What is that? Whatever that is. After you did all that. Edit. No. He says, after you have suffered a little while, that's good tension. Why? Because, could you come here a second? Yeah, you got one of them balls? Come here. That one says, J-O-B. J-O-B. Now, I want you to hold on to that. Okay? That's your license to a J-O-B. Okay? And by the way, I am taller than you, but you're wearing heels. I just want to make sure that you know that. Okay. Watch this. Give me that job. No, no, give it to me. Give me my job. Give me that job. Give me that. Yeah. Come on, give me the job. Give me the job. Give me the job. Now, watch this. I'm Jesus. Bust it. She trying so hard to hold on to that job. She doesn't realize I'm the job giver. Come on, somebody. You trying to bow down to all that foolishness because you think they hold your life in your hands. I hold your life in my... I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am your beginning. Loose here and let it go. Then I can do... give you a better job. God bless you. Got her, didn't I? Got her real good. See, there's times when God will cause tension because you're holding on to something or someone or something, and it's become your God, and you're suffering because he's trying to pull it out of your hands. You're like, God, why is this happening to me? Because it's grown too important in your life. And now you literally are in the shower talking to yourself. I don't care what you say. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want. You didn't even tell me what to do. I'm going to make this happen. Come on now. I know I ain't done. Chanita's not the only one. Anybody ever find themselves talking in the shower? Oh, yes, you have. In Jesus' name. Make me call you out. And you about to lose your mind because you stressing. But you don't realize you haven't let it go. You haven't cast it upon the Lord. Because he can carry the burden. You got a sickness that's been making you mean. You kicking the very people that love you. Because you won't give that sickness to him. So you're like, I got it, my health. I can hold on to him. Who got the health button? Somebody turn the health over to me. I'm Jesus. And you can throw. I can take that burden from you. I can heal your body. Because in this world, you will have problems, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Let me, don't just read me, apply me. Hello, somebody. Come on, apply what I said. I wrote it so you may know it. So let me anoint that body of yours that has fallen because of Adam, and it's not a devil. Quit calling it a devil. You're a believer. You don't have a devil. You just got a backache. You got a headache. This is what happens when sin entered the world. But I am the one who broke sin and defeated sin in the flesh. In the name of Jesus, be healed. There you go, girl. Take it all. Well, don't be stealing that girl's healing. Go ahead. 1 Peter 5:10 says, after you suffer a little while, this is what he will do for you. He will restore. You hear me? Put you back where you're supposed to be. And then what? Support. Give you what you need to stay there. And then strengthen. Now you know better. Now you know. I'm turning this over. I ain't going to hold on to this long next time. I'm not going to do that because that was a mess. I was fighting Jesus on stage. You let it go. And then he says, and then he will place you on a firm foundation. Because the opposite of firm is unstable. Meaning that before this moment, you were like so unstable. In church, out of church, love people, hate people, like people, don't like them. Love God, hate God. Blame God, don't blame God. Blame the dog. Unstable. And God said, if you just turn it over to me, I will do all of these things plus lay you on a foundation where you feel like yourself again. How many want that? Would you stand to your feet, please? I'm going to ask that if you're in this room and this word applied to you where you were trying to hold on to too much in your life, your relationships, your money, your job, your health, your family, trying to juggle all of that by yourself. God knew you couldn't handle that in the beginning. All he wants you to do is learn to walk with him. Don't compartmentalize him on Sunday. Let me tell you what my job is as bishop and apostle of this church. It's to break open the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that you might walk in them. I can't control your relationships. I can't make you have a whole bunch of friends. He who has friends must show himself friendly. You have to get to know people. If you're looking for this church to be your all in all and keep you busy from sin, this ain't the place. I want to empower you to defeat sin while you're in your flesh. And every Sunday, it's important to come because there's a word that will break off life for you. And so I say to you that perhaps you've been holding on to too much. Young people, listen, there ain't no image you have to live up to, but the one God made you in. You were made to be in the image of God, walking with authority and power. My daughter, I love to death. Love to life, I like to say. She has power. My son has power. They can prophesy, pray for the sick. Miracles happen around them because I took time to pour into them. Because there'll be a day where they can't be under my umbrella. Families, you got to do that to your kids. You don't send them to church, you bring them to church. We got to stop that foolishness. Church ain't a daycare. We got an hour and 15 minutes with you. But the rest of the week is you and Jesus. So I'm saying take the real thing with you when you walk up out of here. Cast your cares on him. He cares. You'll never know it until you try. So I say to you, if you're here today, you've been holding on to too much. We're going to say a prayer. I'm going to ask you to turn it over to God today. And I'm going to ask that you bow your heads. And I want you to get in your mind that thing that you thought, man, I got to handle this on my own. No, God's here. And I know you might say, well, I've done it before and it didn't work. Well, do it again. And keep doing it until it happens. Let's pray the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand right here with my church, with these beautiful people who are struggling with the ideals of life, images that they've been given of how to live and what they need to juggle. But you said to learn of you. And the more they learn of you, the easier their yoke becomes. So God, I pray that they become students of your word. That they stop saying, I'm going to get a Bible. Get a Bible and let them learn of you. Let them come to one of our Catalyst meetings. Let them be in one of our trainings. Let them come to Discovery. Let us help them, God, to become all that they're called to be. And then, Lord, use them in the world where they live. But, Lord, that thing they've been holding on to, let them loose it today. Don't let them live stressed. Remind them to be free. In the name of Jesus, I speak over this entire crowd. Mentally, be free. Mentally, be free. Mentally, let it go. You're here, and that's you. I want you to symbolize that by just raising your hand in there and say, I'm letting it go, letting it go, letting it go. You might be angry with somebody. Let it go. You might have been wounded when you were a kid. Let it go. Look at your people. and fill their hearts with peace. And we love you because you love us. May this word never empty out of their souls. May they be reminded by your Spirit every day to not hold on to stress, but to let it go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, if I look stressed, remind me to let it go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.